USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Dale Ho, President Biden's judicial nominee for the United States District Court for the Southern District of New York, claims in 2018 that the Electoral College is anti-democratic.
Lots of practices that are anti-democratic, that entrench, in some ways, minority rule in this country, and I'm talking about things like, you know, the Senate, the Electoral College, and the maldistribution of political power that results from those institutions.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Wednesday denounced her hometown San Francisco's rampant smash-and-grab looting as absolutely outrageous.
It's absolutely outrageous. Obviously, it cannot continue. But the fact is that there is an attitude of lawlessness in our country that springs from I don't know where. Maybe you do. And we cannot have that lawlessness become the norm.
We are USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
The Federal Reserve is hinting that raising the rate at which banks get money for business could be going up numerous times next year.
The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged for now. The Fed suggesting more aggressive moves against inflation in 2022, including up to 3 rate hikes. Fed Chair Jerome Powell sounding upbeat about the ongoing economic growth. He cites improvements in the labor market, including solid job gains, rising wages, and falling unemployment. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Millions of parents across the United States can expect to receive some extra cash this week when the IRS will be distributing the sixth and final payment from the extended child tax credit. Roughly $16 billion has been sent to 36 million families. The Treasury Department and IRS made the statement on Wednesday. The money is expected to reach some 60 million children. It should be noted, there is no limit on the number of children who can receive the credit per family. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I gotta straighten out this closet. One side.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater. On this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden's social spending bill, Build Back Better, has lost its momentum. Now Democrats want to turn their attention to federalizing elections in America. Democrat Congressman Jake Auchincloss on MSNBC.
I've only been in Congress for a year, but even in this last year, I have seen that no legislation is ever fully done until it's on the president's desk, nor is it fully dead when you've got somebody like Nancy Pelosi in charge in the House or our Senate colleagues working on it in the Senate. So it's not dead. It's clearly stalled. Senator Manchin has been clear for the last several months that he has grave concerns about the bill. There's no surprises there. He's still working on it with the president, I think in good faith negotiations. But it cannot be an obstruction to passing voting rights before the new year.
The push to shut down another energy pipeline in Michigan has begun.
The lawsuit from Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration seeks to shut down the Enbridge Energy Pipeline that supplies natural gas to Michigan, Canada, and Wisconsin. Last month, a federal judge agreed with Enbridge that litigation over Whitmer's order belongs in federal court. On Wednesday, Enbridge moved to shift an earlier lawsuit to federal court as well, which the Whitmer administration has vowed to fight. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
After 13 NFL games, the Jacksonville Jaguars fired head coach Urban Meyer last night amid a turbulent first season. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.